You are listening to a sermon podcast from Kingdom City. We pray that over the next few moments, you will be blessed, equipped, and empowered to bring the reality of God to your world.
Let's just invite the presence of the Holy Spirit, all right? Wherever you are, let's do that. Father, we pray for a fresh fire of your Holy Spirit, a fresh infilling of your Holy Spirit. God, would you just come upon all of us that we may do the work you have assigned to Kingdom City, that we may be faithful as we've seen this Easter weekend. Wherever, in whichever city, whichever town you are in, I just pray for the infilling of the Holy Spirit to be upon you. God, if there are things in our heart that are so divided, would you come and work with us and remove this division in our heart, that we may have a steadfast, strong, unyielding presence of your Holy Spirit, even in difficult seasons. Oh God, would you come today? If we're struggling, oh God, would your presence just fill us? Fill us now, Holy Spirit. Fill us now. I pray that God would restore the joy of your salvation. I pray today that the generous Holy Spirit will be with you. I pray more and more and more your life will begin to reflect the signs and the wonders and the healings that is coming through you by the Holy Spirit. There you are. Be filled with the presence of God, even as we go to the Word. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Please be seated. Please be seated. As you would have picked up with the prayer, we're still in the Why series, and I'm going to talk about why be filled with the Holy Spirit. All right? Why be filled with the Holy Spirit? There are many, many good reasons why you should be filled with the Holy Spirit. I can't cover all of them. They're all beautiful, powerful, amazing reasons, but I do want to cover a few of them. For the sake of this message, I'm not going to make a difference between terms like being baptized in the Holy Spirit or being anointed by the Holy Spirit or being filled by the Holy Spirit. All I want to bring to you is a need for us to continuously be filled with the person and the presence of the Holy Spirit in all we do. So I'm going to start by taking you to Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 18. And it says, "Do not get drunk on wine, which leads to debauchery. Instead, be filled with the Spirit." So much we can talk about drunk on wine if we want to have a message. I'm not going to go there. I'm just going to speak of be filled. Instead, be filled with the Spirit. Because in this sentence, when it says that, it talks of a present tense verb, which means to do it regularly and continuously. And what the apostle is saying is that you continuously and regularly need to have a fresh infilling of the Holy Spirit. Now, we all may have been filled 5 years ago, 10 years ago, 3 months ago, but I'm talking of now. I'm talking of today. We need a fresh infilling of the Holy Spirit. If you and I are going to live a life that is a testimony to Jesus, and we are going to do the works of Jesus Christ that are supernatural, we cannot do that without a fresh infilling of the Holy Spirit. All right, we cannot depend on the infilling of years ago for what God is doing now, what's happening in our life, what's happening to our families, what's going on in this situation. And that's what Paul is referring. Be filled with the Spirit, fresh infilling, regular, continuously. But the verse also talks, it's an imperative verb, which means it is a command and not a suggestion. This command to continuously be filled with the Holy Spirit. So everything God calls us to do and the demands and the high expectations of the Bible, you're not supposed to do it in your own flesh. You are supposed to do it in the Holy Spirit, because they're impossible to do by ourselves. We can only reach them with the power and the presence of the Holy Spirit. And so there is this need to continuously be filled with the Holy Spirit. Jesus, when he talks about the Holy Spirit in John chapter 7 and verse 38 and 39, he says, "He who believes in me, as the scripture has said, out of his heart will flow rivers of living water." But this he spoke concerning the Spirit. So Jesus describes alive like rivers flowing out of you. That's his description. Your life, because you believe in Jesus and you believe in the Word of God, and because the Holy Spirit is in you, your life is alive where out of your heart will flow rivers of living water. Life giving, your words, your expressions, when you lay hand on the sick, when you're ministering to somebody, when you're talking to somebody, when you're at family, when you're in marriage, every aspect of your life was supposed to be life flowing rivers because it was in the Spirit. See, there's again this continuous need to be, to want, to desire this flow of the Holy Spirit. So as we do the why series, it's not just why be filled with the Holy Spirit, is why should you continuously be filled with the Holy Spirit, all right? Because when you say, why filled with the Holy Spirit, you go, oh yeah, I was baptized many years ago. I had a baptism. Great, good for you. I've had the baptism and I've had many encounters where the presence and the fire of the Holy Spirit has been with me. But you know what? Today, whether you're listening to me here or whether you're online, today I need a fresh infilling of the Holy Spirit. Today what God has asked me to do. Today what God has planned me to do. Today how God wants me to minister. I cannot do this in myself. I need a fresh infilling of the Holy Spirit. So let me show you a few reasons why you should continuously be filled with the Holy Spirit. Number one, Holy Spirit is a cleansing fire. All right? We need this cleansing fire. Let's look at Matthew 3:11. John the Baptist is speaking and he says, "Indeed, I indeed baptize you with water unto repentance. But he who is coming after me is mightier than I," talking of Jesus, "whose sandals I am not worthy to carry. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire." It's so interesting. John the Baptist introduces Jesus, you think, as the Savior of the world. He doesn't. He introduced Jesus as the one who will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. Have you thought of that? All right? He introduced you. He goes, he's coming. He's going to baptize you. And you're going to be baptized with the Holy Spirit and fire. He introduces Jesus as the one that opens the door, not only for salvation, but beyond that, for a baptism of the Holy Spirit and fire. You and I may say, yes, I am baptized in the Holy Spirit, but let me ask you, are you baptized in fire? Do we need fire? Why did he say that? Why fire? Fire refers to two things. Number one, fire is a full, all right, power of the Holy Spirit. Fire brings purity into your life. And so often we can have a life in which there is no purity in our life. And we need God to purify us because there's so many things, our motive, our intention, that just does not have the fire of the Holy Spirit. And so we just need that fire of the Holy Spirit. But fire is also zeal and passion. All right? How easy it is to lose our passion for the things of God. How easy it is to compromise. How easy it is to forget the things of God. And you and I will be consumed by the demands and the needs and the lusts of the world we live in unless we walk in the Spirit. And the fire and the passion and the love of God will be shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Spirit. He's the one who brings that. So I need to walk. I need a fresh fire of the Holy Spirit. You know, I've had some great encounters with the fire. Different people have prayed for me through the years, and the fire of the Holy Spirit has been upon me. I felt it in my hands. I felt it in my lips. I felt it all over me. But I need a fresh fire today. Right? That was great. That was good encounters. But today, what God is asking me to do and calling me to be, I need a fresh fire of the Holy Spirit. And so often we try to do this in ourselves and we fail and we get frustrated and we self-condemn ourselves, don't we? All right. And God's saying, I didn't ask you to do this by yourself. I send you the Holy Spirit. That's why Jesus said to his disciples, hey, you don't leave Jerusalem until you get the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Don't try to go off, do your own thing. We are really good at going off and doing our own thing, isn't it? And he says, no, wait, Terry, wait for the Holy Spirit, because Jesus will come and baptize you with fire. He will bring a cleansing, a purifying of your hearts again and again. He will deal with your attitudes, your offenses, and your resentments. He will work with things hidden inside us, things we avoid, things we deny. The Holy Spirit will come as a fire and deal with these things that get into our life. We need a fresh baptism. For every season, for every time. A fresh fire burns that sense where I feel I'm inadequate and brings back a righteousness, a holiness, a passion, a zeal for the things of God. I need a continuous infilling of the Holy Spirit. Okay? Number two, let me show you another one. Holy Spirit gives you power and authority to do the supernatural. Not only must I live a life that is a testimony to Jesus, that reflects Christ, and I need the Holy Spirit to bring purity and zeal, I must also do the works of God. And the works of God are supernatural. Have you realized that? The works of God are supernatural. I cannot, in my natural capacity, do the works of God. I don't have it. I cannot. I can only do it if I have a fresh infilling of the Holy Spirit. But many of you sitting here may need a miracle today. You may need a healing today. You may need healing in your family. They are supernatural works. And for you to do the supernatural works, you need the Holy Spirit to come upon you with power. So it's not only a baptism of the Holy Spirit. It's not only a baptism of power, a baptism of fire. It's a baptism of power. We have to have a baptism of power. Look at this. Acts chapter 10, verse 38. We're talking about Jesus, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power. What the verse is saying is Jesus in his humanity, like us, in our humanity, is showing us how to walk a supernatural life yet remain in our humanity. So Jesus, fully human, all right? Now God anoints him with the Holy Spirit and with power. So Jesus is not doing all these works because he's the Son of God. He's doing all these works because he's the Son of Man filled with the Holy Spirit. Are you getting? He's showing you, you can do this. In your humanity, you can do this if you get a fresh infilling of the Holy Spirit. What did Jesus do? He went about doing good, healing all who were oppressed by the devil, for God was with him. And he's saying, that's what I want you to do. I want you to go about doing good. The word good here is in comparison to everything bad, evil, wrong, dysfunctional. And he goes, I'm going to make you an instrument to do good. Someone struggling with depression, you can pray and the depression's gone. All right? Someone is saying, we're struggling with our marriage, you can start praying for them, ministering to them, or counseling them, or bringing words of wisdom, and a restoration takes place. What was bad, you make it good, because what was bad, Jesus made it good. And he says, that anointing is upon you, that power power is upon you as you are filled fresh with an infilling of the Holy Spirit. And we see this needs wherever we go, in our workplace, in our university, in our colleges, in our home, with our family, wherever we go, we see so much bad. Praise God, because you're supposed to make it good by the power of the Holy Spirit. Whether it's emotional, whether it's relational, whether it's physical, whether it's financial, Jesus went about doing good. Same with you. We have to go about doing good, healing all who are oppressed by the devil. He shows you where is the source of all this bad work. It's the devil. But God is with you. And when he says God is with you, he's referring to the Holy Spirit residing in you. Do you not know your body is the dwelling place of the Holy Spirit? He's asking you, then why are you behaving as though he's not the dwelling place? Should you not have that fresh sense of power, the fresh sense of fire, so you and I can do the works effectively? We can't have moments at a conference where we have a fresh fire. That's great. But he's talking here of a continuous lifestyle in the Holy Spirit. Not a moment where someone prayed and you had the infilling. That's great. I'm not against that. Have those encounters. But God is promising you a spirit, his presence, his breath that will never leave you, that daily it will be there. And whether you're struggling with marriage or children or family, it is the Holy Spirit and his presence to turn what is bad to good. And you can carry that presence with you. That's the supernatural power and authority. That is where the miracles take place. Your life should be a life of miracles. All right, wherever you go, it should be a life of miracle. I cannot do this in myself. He's not asking you to do it. He said, wait, receive the Holy Spirit, fresh, continuous presence of the Holy Spirit in your life. And then he goes on to one more I want to show you. He says, the Holy Spirit gives you boldness to be a witness. Holy Spirit gives you boldness to be a witness. Acts chapter 1 verse 8. But you shall receive power from the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses to me in Jerusalem, in Judea, Samaria, and the ends of the earth. He's saying as the Spirit of God comes upon us, we become a witness for Jesus, for God. What does it mean? It has a number of expressions. As the Holy Spirit comes upon you, your lifestyle will be a witness. People look at the way you're living in the purity and the fire of the Holy Spirit, and they will already turn. Remember, Moses saw the burning bush and he turned towards the burning bush. Let me put it this way. You are the burning bush. And people will turn going, they pick that up. Something they see in you is supernatural, is divine, is holy. You are a witness. Your language, your generosity, the way you help people, the way you talk to people, the way you live your life, the way you do marriage, the way you raise your children, they will look and go, whoa, what's happening here? That is a witness. But to go further, the witness is also one who can share the gospel and the truth of Jesus Christ so simply, so effectively, and so sincerely. A simple gospel. And you now have the power to share that. So you meet somebody and you want to share the gospel, and God just gives you a word and says, this person is struggling with this. And you go, are you struggling with that? And they go, yes. How did you know? Well, God just told me. See, that is a witness, because it was a supernatural gift of the word of knowledge in how you share. Many of us are afraid to share, but hey, you don't have to do it in your cleverness, in your charisma, in your words. the Spirit will give you words and words of knowledge that you can speak into people's lives. That is why we need a continuous, fresh infilling of the Holy Spirit in everything we do so that we can be a witness. But a witness is also where they watch the supernatural works of God. They see healing and they go, how did you do that? How did that healing come? Well, it's the power of God. So it is a lifestyle, it is the way I speak it, but it is also a way I demonstrate it. And God is saying, when the Holy Spirit comes on you, that's who you become. That's the witness you become. So it's great praying for our family to be saved, but you've got to be a witness as well. And you have to move and pray and have this fresh fire of the Holy Spirit so you can do it. Let's close with this. Acts chapter 4, verse 31. And when they had prayed, the place where they were assembled together was shaken, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and spoke the word of God with boldness. So you have Holy Spirit, you have fire baptism, you have power baptism, but you also need boldness. And who's going to bring this boldness? Now you may say, I'm not bold. I'm not saying you are. I'm just saying the Holy Spirit is. And this boldness. In this passage, Acts chapter 4, where it says they were all filled with the Holy Spirit, these are the same people who were in Acts chapter 2 and were filled with the Spirit. Now he's saying they're filled again. So there is this continuous, ongoing presence of the Spirit and infilling of the Holy Spirit. And in this one, the boldness came. What do you need? Do you need the fire? Do you need the power? Do you need the boldness? Well, keep pressing on until these things become a reality in your life. You cannot try to be what God designed you to be in your humanity without an infilling and the presence of the Holy Spirit. It's the Holy Spirit that gives you passion, gives you prayer, gives you burden, gives you the word of knowledge, gives you the testimony, give you the boldness to share the gospel of Jesus Christ. It is the Holy Spirit that breaks the fear and the self-consciousness and the intimidation, the indifference, the callousness. It is broken by the fire and the presence of the Holy Spirit. It's the Holy Spirit that gives you the word of knowledge, the wisdom, the discernment that has been holding you back. It is time to be free from our intimidation. It is time to be free from this and move and become witnesses of the presence and the Holy Spirit. We need to be desperate for more and more and more and more and more of the Holy Spirit. We need a new infilling of the Holy Spirit in our lives. Come on, be filled, be filled, be filled, be filled. The presence of God, be filled, be filled, be filled by the presence of the Holy Spirit. Oh, my God, oh, Rihanna, oh, oh, oh. just more. Just more and more and more. Pour it out, God. Pour it out, God, of fire. Pour it out, God, of fire. Pour it out, God. Bring your purifying fire of the Holy Spirit. Jesus, you promised us a fire of the Holy Spirit. Jesus was promised us a fire of the Holy Spirit that burns and purifies, that burns, that awakens a zeal more and more and more, more and more. Koma hante maha, suriane maha. It is not enough to carry a title of being a Christian. It is not enough to just have a label and say, I'm a Christian. You have to be filled with the Holy Spirit. Everything that you do, from speaking in tongues, to the fire, to the power, to the boldness of the Holy Spirit, to the wholeness. Come on, lift up your hands and gonna pray for us. Just lift up your hands. Let a hunger, let a cry awaken. Let a cry. Our job is just to cry. The rest God does. Everything else He does. This is a gift that He pours upon us. You don't have to do anything. You just have to receive it. This is a gift of the Holy Spirit. So right now, as we lift up our hands, God, we ask for the fire of the Holy Spirit. A fire that will burn everything that is wrong and impure and that is distracting and taking us away from the plan and purpose of God. I release that fire over you in the name of Jesus. I pray for anointing to come upon your life in the name of Jesus. Jesus promised us a baptism of fire. Jesus promised us a baptism of fire. Come on, cry out for the fire of the Holy Spirit. Cry out for a fire of the Holy Spirit. Receive the baptism in our hearts, in our hands, in our lips, a cleansing and purifying fire that every indifference and compromise and coldness be gone in the name of Jesus. A fire to be a witness, a fire to move in the power of the Holy Spirit. I release, I release, I release that fire. Move, release, release that fire. Hell, my hunger. Book of Isaiah, we see a picture where God takes a burning, fiery coal piece of coal from the presence of God and puts it on the mouth and the lips of the prophet Isaiah. And from that moment, he had a boldness and a wisdom and an insight to speak the word of God. And as we were singing just now, I saw that picture of God moving among us here, and those of you who are online, and is bringing a fiery divine coal from heaven, and is putting it upon your lips. Receive it. He's putting it upon your lips, that the things you speak will be so powerful, will be a witness, that when you declare healing, healing shall go forth. When you declare and cast demons out, demons will flee, because he's giving you an anointed voice, an anointed sound of heaven, an anointed authority in your voice. It's a fiery anointing. Receive it. Many of you listening online in different parts of the world, and God is doing that for you and releasing that anointing to be a witness. He said, when you receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit, you will be bold to speak the word of God, bold to prophesy, bold to cast out demons, bold to witness. Release it upon you, release it upon you. Jesus' name, Jesus' name. Just feel that presence more and more and more. Just feel that presence. Come on, just saturate yourself. Saturate yourself. You try to do so many things on your own. You try to do so many things on your own. And God's saying, no, do it in my spirit. Do it in my power. Do it in my strength. Receive one more time. Receive the fire. Receive the power. Receive the boldness. Receive the fire. Receive the power. Receive the boldness. Receive it. All you have to do is receive it. God is the giver. You just receive it. God is the giver. Receive it. You need it in your home. You need it in your family. We need it as a church. We need it in every nation. We need it in the name of Jesus. We need that from God.
Thanks for listening to this week's message. If you have never entered into a relationship with Jesus, we want you to know that He loves you very much. So much that He died on the cross for all of your sins that stood between you and God. If you would like to make a decision to follow Jesus today, all you need to do is to repeat this prayer. Dear God, I come to you in the name of Jesus. I admit that I'm not right with you, and I want to be right with you. I ask you to forgive me of all of my sins. I believe with my heart and confess with my mouth that Jesus is the Lord and Savior of my life. Thank you for saving me and making me your child. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. If you prayed that prayer for the first time, or if God has done anything in your life because of this podcast, we would love to know. Email us at testimony@kingdomcity.com.